Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
NAR, The Missing Link. A biography from League of Legends. Read to you by Prestige Edition. Before the ice had given the Freljord its name, there existed a land brimming with wonder. That is, if one could see the world through the eyes of NAR. A young Yordle with boundless energy, NAR and others like him lived openly among the hardy tribes of the Northlands. Though barely big enough to leave footprints in the snow, his temper rivaled that of beasts 10 times his size, and he would erupt with a babble of curses the moment anything went amiss. For this reason, he felt more kinship with the greater and wiser creatures who kept their distance from mortals. To NAR, they looked like overgrown, white-furred Yordles, and that was good enough for him. When the tribes foraged across the tundra, gathering wild berries and tasty moss, NAR collected more essential items, like rocks, pebbles, and the muddy remains of dead birds. His greatest treasure was the jawbone of a Druvisk. When he tugged it from the cold earth, he squealed with glee and flung it as far as he could. It landed 2 hops away. Thrilled by this early success, NAR carried his boomerang wherever he went. The world would try its best to offer him new delights. Shiny lint, sweet nectar, round things. But none could match the pure joy he felt in throwing and catching his cherished weapon. He now considered himself a hunter and trailed herds of wild beasts that paid him no mind. But even he could sense change coming to the land. The sky seemed darker. The winds felt colder. The mortal tribes who had once foraged together now appeared to hunt each other. The big white Yordles would know what to do. NAR would go to them. Using all of his hunting skill, he tracked them into the snow-capped peaks of a vast mountain range, much farther than he had ever wandered before. As he approached unseen, he also saw more mortals than he could count. This was exciting, but no one else seemed too happy about it. Then, the ground shook and split apart. For the first time in NAR's life, it seemed as though everyone else was throwing tantrums. The mortals yelled. The big Yordles roared. But the monster's arrival silenced them all. Heaving itself up from the newly opened abyss, it bore huge horns, whipping tentacles, and a single eye, burning with strange light that made the fur on NAR's back crawl. While some mortals fled at the sight, he began to feel an odd pain in his chest. It was like the thought of losing his boomerang or never being hugged again. This horrible thing wanted to hurt his new friends, and this made him angry. In that moment, NAR truly raged. All he could see was the monster. In a flash, he was in the air, leaping toward it. In one paw, he grasped a snowball, or so he thought. In fact, it was a boulder plucked from the mountainside. For NAR had grown as large as the big white Yordles. He would send this monster back where it came from by walloping its face. But the blow never landed. NAR felt a chill colder than any winter, one that seemed to turn the air itself into ice. Truly, this elemental magic froze him in place, biting through his shaggy fur. Everything, including the monster, became quiet. The Yordle's strength and anger melted away. A deep tiredness crept into his limbs, and he fell softly asleep. Gnar napped for a long time. When he finally awoke, he shook the frost from his shoulders, breathing heavily. Everyone else was gone. With no monsters to fight and no friends to protect, he felt very small and alone again. The land was very different, too. There was snow everywhere, blanketing everything as far as his wide eyes could see. Still, he let out a happy yelp when he saw his beloved boomerang lying beside him and scurried away to find something to hunt. Even now, Gnar has no grasp of what took place that fateful day, nor how he escaped. He simply marvels at the world before him, with so many oddities to collect and places to explore. Thanks for listening. All credit for these stories goes to Riot Games and League of Legends. Full details can be found in the video description. If you enjoyed this production, please hit like and subscribe. There's a lot more coming.